get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, in episode 633, we're going to talk about how to prevent WordPress comment spam. If you do not take care of this and put something in place, your email box, your inbox is going to get overwhelmed with notifications that you've got a new comment or a new form or somebody's contacted your website, and a lot of it is spam. There's bots out there on the internet that are constantly pinging, finding new WordPress websites, and they're just constantly spamming them for whatever reason, you know, testing them to see if they can get hacked or to get backlinks, hoping that you approve this comment spam. And believe me, some of it is not so nice. Before we dive off and let Tim, you know, we're going to give you a few different ways that you can help protect against that. One of the main tools that we're going to talk about today is Askimet, and it's anti-spam plugin. Akismet, Askimet, it's Akismet, not Askimet, because there's no S in the second letter. It's a K. I want to give you some stats. It's currently active on over 5 million websites. That's huge. That's a lot of people using it. We use it. I'm not sure if Tim uses it. We haven't talked about that. But basically, the way that it works is that a visitor submits comments to your blog. Your blog runs each comment through Akismet. And then Akismet tells your blog whether it's ham or spam. And you get to choose whether or not you're going to, you know, what you're going to do with it and stuff. So, Tim, tell us a little more.
Yeah. You know, and I do use Akismet, and we highly recommend that you put it on every site you build. It's free. There's no reason not to use it. It basically is the type of thing that gets, the more websites that use it, the smarter it gets. Because basically, if a comment is spam and I mark it as spam and I have Akismet running, well, it's going to tell Akismet that, hey, this IP address is a spam IP address. And so then it basically makes their spam detection smarter, because it's saying, okay, well, if these IP addresses here are the spammers, then we're not going to let any comments come through at all to any of the sites using Akismet, because we already know it's spam. And so rather than you having to detect spam on an individual basis, it's doing it on a huge global scale with all of these websites. And so it's becoming a spam detection wizard, and can detect it so that you don't even have to look at it and mark it as spam. And so that's kind of quick run through of how it works and everything. That right there for most websites will be the first and last line of defense in terms of comment spam. That's all you really need to do. Now we have a couple other points here. Depending on your site and your blog, like for example, if you have a website that like you don't really have an active blog, or like you don't want comments to really be part of your blog, well then you can just turn them off. And so if you go to within your WordPress admin panel, go to settings discussion, you'll see all the different things for controlling comments. And one of them is to just completely disable comments altogether and not enable discussion at all. And so that can be a simple way to get spam off of your blog altogether, which can be good. And then there's other things that you can do as well. So for example, there's a setting under other comment settings that's titled automatically close comments on posts older than blank number of days, right? And so you can do 14 days, you can do 30 days, whatever. And so if there's an old post from 2 years ago and it might still be relevant, but you don't really want discussion on it, well, you can have this happen. And so then you don't have to worry about posts that are super old getting, you know, comments from spam bots or whatever. And so I happen to know that Elegant Themes uses this on their blog. They have such an active blog with years and years worth of content. And so they automatically close comments on posts older than a set amount of days. I can't remember. It might be 30 days or it might be longer than that. And so you can't go to a post that was written 2 years ago and comment on it unless they've individually allowed that post to open up comments again. And so, because you can control it on an individual post basis as well.
Man, that could lead to a couple of more future WP the podcast topics, Tim.
Yeah.
Should you or should you not do that and stuff? So, yeah, I think it's great.
I personally don't, because I get posts on or I get comments on posts from several years ago, and I welcome it and I keep those posts updated. And so, you know, I get real questions from real people and it's rarely ever spam. And so I like having the discussion. But yeah, we could do a whole nother episode on that.
Plus the SEO value of comments is huge. So engagement on your website is a big deal for algorithms with search engines. So yeah, but when you become a top 100 website in the world, like elegantthemes.com is, you know, maybe you don't worry about the engagement so much and stuff. So, all right, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Episode 634, contact form emails aren't sending or they're going to spam. What in the heck can I do? We're going to cover that tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.